Welcome to AM Best Audio.
Delta Airlines recently imposed a $200 insurance surcharge for unvaccinated employees, and more companies are likely to take similar measures in the coming weeks. I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio, and I'm speaking today with Michael Giusti of InsuranceQuotes.com. Michael has covered issues of COVID as it relates to insurance extensively, including in his State of Coronavirus and Insurance Report series. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Happy to be here, John.
So, Michael, were you at all surprised by what Delta Airlines did?
So what they did is logical, right? You look at a surcharge and it makes sense from a insurance perspective because, you know, someone who has COVID is going to be more expensive to treat. And so you would want that extra $200 a month set aside to help with those treatment costs. So, I mean, that makes sense. And it also makes sense from like an economics theory standpoint, right? You put a fee on something that you want to discourage. And so instead of just mandating and saying, I'm going to fire you if you don't get vaccinated, it's a way to kind of use that market incentive to push people to do the right thing and kind of use those economics principles to do it.
Have we seen examples of other companies taking similar measures as it relates to insurance?
Yeah, so it's kind of important to point out that the rationale that Delta and these other companies are using is these are surcharges. So it would be against the Affordable Care Act, or seemingly would be against the Affordable Care Act regulations to change someone's premiums according to their health history, right? So you can't change the premium. But the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission came in and said, well, you can give incentives for people who've done the right thing and gotten vaccinated. And so that started out with people like, okay, here's your $50 gift card for getting vaccinated. But what Delta did is a little novel. They came in and they said, we're going to charge a surcharge on everyone. And your incentive is you don't have to get it if you get vaccinated. So you saw a lot of those initial incentives of, you know, gift cards and whatever. And Delta is kind of this next wave of companies. And you definitely have seen some other ones who've stepped in and said, we're going to add this surcharge as kind of that inverse incentive.
So we've seen how the vaccine is affecting health insurance. Could non-vax status impact other lines such as life insurance the same way smokers are charged higher premiums because of their risky behavior?
So the Affordable Care Act says that health insurance can't change premiums according to medical history, but that's exactly the opposite for life insurance, right? You know, if you have a history of diabetes or you have a history of smoking, your life insurance premium can go up. And so if this life insurance companies can go in and show through the actuarial tables and the historical data that not being vaccinated affects your longevity, they absolutely should be using that as part of their premium structure. But I will hasten to say they work on a different time scale than you and I. So they're looking at, you know, decade long data sets, and that's just, there's no chance for that to show itself through the data yet. So the way life insurance companies are doing it is they're putting waiting periods on. So if you live in a COVID hotspot and you ask for a new policy, or you've traveled to a COVID, or you've been exposed to COVID, they'll say you need a 30-day waiting period before the policy kicks in. I haven't seen it directly related to the vaccination history, but you absolutely could. I think the other line that might be really interesting and might act a little faster would be like travel insurance, where you're going to get a lower premium for your trip to Costa Rica if you're vaccinated versus you're not. That's theoretical, but I could definitely see that happening as well.
Well, let's look at another line. How about workers' comp? Are there any rumblings that there, as it pertains to the unvaccinated there?
So I haven't heard any cases of workers' comp raising the rates. Workers' comp rates are based on loss history. And so, if you were a food processing plant and you had a bunch of losses based on, COVID exposure, that's going to make your rate go up, period. But it would be intriguing to see if you could come back then and talk to the insurer and say, well, look, we're taking these mitigation stances, we're vaccinating our employees. So, let's talk about that increase and see if maybe we can bring it back. Now, again, I haven't seen that play through, but I could absolutely see that happening.
Now, the president last week laid down the gauntlet as it pertains to the unvaccinated and is taking steps to increase vaccinations. Here's what he had to say.
My job as president is to protect all Americans. So tonight, I'm announcing that the Department of Labor is developing an emergency rule to require all employers with 100 or more employees that together employ over 80 million workers to ensure their workforces are fully vaccinated or show a negative test at least once a week.
So, Michael, does that sort of tough love rhetoric give insurance companies license to take more drastic measures against the unvaccinated, as they would now be able to say, hey, we're just following the president's lead here?
Absolutely. With the way that the president came in and used the OSHA standard to say these large employers need to mandate vaccines, it's another novel approach. It kind of gets around a lot of these other regulations that people hadn't really thought to use. And, you know, saying it's OSHA, that's saying it's workplace safety. That kind of gets back to that workers' comp, that gets back to, you know, protecting your employees and opening up liability for companies that choose not to do it, not to mention the stiff fine that they've put in place. You know, a company with 100 employees could be looking at a, you know, $1.5 million fine if they don't enforce these mandates. So, you know, it's got that stick approach, but we've been trying the carrot. And yeah, I would agree with you. I think the president kind of, you know, said the carrot hasn't been working. Well, here's a big stick you can swing around.
Yeah. Now, do you see this pandemic perhaps giving the insurance industry, whether it be workers' comp writers, life insurers, health insurers, even PC when it comes to business interruption, a sort of blueprint or a playbook for future pandemics?
Yeah, so it's interesting. If you look at most policies, and you mentioned business interruption and a lot of these policies, they got their playbook back with SARS. And so you read the fine print on these policies that are in place now, most of them already have a pandemic exclusion, which has caused a lot of consternation, a lot of lawsuits, a lot of state legislators looking to see if they can overturn some of these pandemic exclusions. You know, for what SARS taught them, I think COVID's going to step in and solidify and make rock solid any exclusions and change the way these policies are written. And, you know, I think that depending on how the legislatures see through, you know, you could even see kind of a legislative backstop, you know, similar to the terrorism insurance following September 11th.
It'll be interesting to see. Michael, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today.
Happy to help.
That was Michael Giusti of InsuranceQuotes.com, and I'm John Weber for AM Best Audio. Looking to get the full attention of the insurance industry? We have the platforms that will do just that. Whether it be AM Best TV, AM Best Audio, Best Review Magazine, or Best Day. Find out more by calling AM Best Advertising Sales at 908-439-2200, extension 5399, and have a great day.